The IBM Watson Decision Platform for Agriculture, helping to feed a hungry world with the power of AI. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Got Davis Michelson with me.
You know, American agriculture demands answers.
Yep.
And we are lucky to be in a position to where we can deliver the answer givers.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we are. And I understand that some people are not happy with the answers that are being given.
Well,
I get that. But you can fight it or you can face reality.
Right.
There's no black and white answer to the acreage question right now.
Yep. Yep.
It's impossible. When we get the numbers on June 28th and the June acreage report, those aren't going to be black and white. There's still going to be questions there.
Yep. Yep.
Markets figured out. Basis. Watch basis. That's going to tell you what the supply is better than
anything. There you go. There you go.
All right. Wow.
Deep breath, big fella.
It has always been done this way. That's what I don't understand. It has always been done this way.
Well, it's difficult to accept the same paradigms when there are so many changes this year, so many uncertainties, so many things we just cannot get our hands around. And they're doing the best they can with what they've got. That's what we're all doing.
Maybe what we're hearing here is that the ultimate disruptor is Mother Nature. I think maybe that's what we're hearing. But we've got another disruptor on the line with us, and that is David Perry.
Round two.
David is the CEO of Indigo Ag. He joins us right now. How are you today, David? Thank you so much.
I'm fantastic, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We've also got Ben Renchie on the line. Ben is a farmer from Iowa, and the reason that he is on the line with us right now is because Ben is also chair of the Indigo Research Partners Advisory Board. Ben, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good morning, Chip. Good morning, David.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, guys, I want to get into this because Indigo Ag, I mean, you do the microbials. There's data analysis, collection analysis. You guys are creating you're trying to facilitate the connection between the grower and end users on very specific commodities and, commodities. And you're also starting up some kind of an Uber-style trucking service. But what I want to talk about today, because of what we just talked about with Lance and the planting issues that we've had this year, is Territon is the Territon initiative, David. What is this?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So the Territon initiative is a global effort sponsored by Indigo to capture 1 trillion tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere using agricultural plants and storing that carbon in the soil.
Okay. Now, when you hear this stuff like this, some people are going to say, David, aren't we doing that already? What is different about the Territon initiative?
Excellent point. So, of course, we all know that this is what plants do. Photosynthesis captures carbon dioxide, puts it into the plants and into the soil. But over time, with modern cultivation methods, we've really depleted the amount of carbon in the soil and released that back in the atmosphere. So the average soil had about 3 to 7% carbon before cultivation, and now it has about 1. If we took every cultivated acre on Earth, which is about 3.5 billion acres, and got it back to about 3%, that would take about 1 trillion tons, or a teraton, of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and hold it in the soil. And a trillion tons of carbon dioxide happens to be the increase that we've had in the atmosphere since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. I mean, we really have the opportunity to take farming from today, where it's perceived to be part of the problem, and make farming and farmers part of the biggest part of the solution.
Yeah. Ben, aren't we already seeing some of this progress being made with the use of cover crops and minimum tillage? Minimum tillage isn't anything that new, is it?
Well, I think what the TerraTen initiative does is it helps farmers bring it mainstream. We've certainly had a lot of evangelists and people pioneer in this field, but what the TerraTen initiative does is link farmers to an income stream for taking some R&D to their farm to find out how to sequester more carbon.
Oh, the income stream. David, what is that about?
Well, society is already paying companies for taking carbon out of the atmosphere. For example, oil companies get paid about $35 a ton of carbon dioxide that they capture and pump into the ground as part of enhanced oil recovery. So there's existing value for taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. We're creating a market so that farmers have the incentive to do that, and we expect that that amount will be $15 to $20 a ton, and we are guaranteeing farmers who sign up in the first 12 months at least $15 a ton.
Okay. Now, it's measured per ton. How many ton of carbon can we sequester per acre?
Well, it depends on the crop and the soil type, of course. But for a grower who sort of goes all in on regenerative practices, we think about 2 to 3 tons per acre is possible. And that's per year, of course. So at $15 or $20 a ton times 2 to 3, that's $30 to $60 per acre per year.
Wow. I mean, there's some incentive there, isn't there, Ben?
Well, in a tough year like this, every possible avenue to provide more revenue to my farm is precious. And there's a lot of farmers in this boat with me this year. And we're going to have a fair amount of prevented planting acres, either formally or informally. And this is going to give farmers a tremendous opportunity to experiment and a chance to try some of the ideas that the TerraTen initiative could reward you for.
Okay. You know, David, when you use terms like regenerative agriculture, I know a lot of people are the first thing that's popping into their head is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. And there's going to be some eye rolling when they hear that, because I think they feel like they're already doing this.
Well, there's a wide range of opinion on whether global warming is real or not, and if it is, whether it's human caused or not, and whether that's related to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. But from a farmer's perspective, you don't have to believe all of that to believe that enriching your soils with more carbon is good for your business, period. And if you can get paid more for doing so, it's probably a good idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What kind of participation are you looking for here, David?
Well, anytime you launch something like this, it's hard to know what kind of uptake you're going to get. Mm-hmm. We had originally thought about 1 million acres signed up between now and the end of the year would be success. Since launching this last Wednesday, a week ago, we've had about 700,000 acres sign up already. So we're way ahead of where we thought we'd be, and it's I don't know really what the future looks like, but farmers seem to be excited about it.
David, where can you learn? Where can the listeners learn more about this?
Our website is a great source of information. It's indigoag.com, and it'll tell you everything you want to know, including the ability to sign up there directly.
Okay. And you've also got some other incentives that you're using out there. I mean, what's the carbon cup? What is the carbon cup?
Well, it's modeled after a lot of the yield competitions that farmers know well. And it's a competition on a state-by-state basis to see which farmers can sequester the most carbon in any given year and who can get their levels the highest. And we'll be releasing more information on that shortly.
Very cool. Very cool. So, all right, David. Ben, is this going to work?
Yeah, I think it's going to work quite well. And it's going to let farmers open the door to innovation on their own farms to figure out how to do this. I got to say, I've had the exciting opportunity to host on my farm Indigo Research Partners with an unparalleled front on data science and analytics. They've got fields out here that probably grew more sensors and bytes of data and information than I did corn. And they're going to find that secret algorithm, what puts the yield out in the field, what's going to make that crop have better traits, and then last, how we get more carbon back into the soil and hopefully reward you for that.
Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, Ben, you stick around. You're going to be part of the Farmer Forum coming up next. And David, thank you so much for the conversation. Really appreciate it.
Thank you all for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet.
It.
That is David Perry, CEO of Indigo Ag. When we come back, we've got the Farmer Forum. Sherman is joining us, and so is Robert Johansson.